See Bomar GM in Tisdale. Online at BomarGM.ca.
All right, it's time to go to the phone lines for boots and salutes, and you're first up. What's going on?
Yes, I want to boot a financial institution closing most of its branches north of Saskatoon. People, don't follow them. Go somewhere else. They can keep their banks. Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Go ahead. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to me. What do you got on your mind?
I just turned it off. Yes.
Okay, no problem. What's going on?
I want to boot those First Nations people that have been set up outside the legislative building, wanting to bring attention to First Nations issues. How much more attention do they need? They got the residential schools. We've got the 60 school. We've got the missing and murdered Indigenous women. We've got all kinds of funding going to them. I mean, when somebody camps like that has been asked to leave and then they refuse to leave, the military should be brought in and move them out.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute Doug Ford in Ontario for winning the Conservative premiership. One step closer to getting rid of the Trudeau and NDPs. Thank you.
What's on your mind? Our phone lines are wide open now this morning, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Yes, some Ontario politics. Hot topic of conversation. Maybe you want to wade in on it sometime. Good morning, boots and salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to salute all the voters down in Ontario that voted in the PC government. About time they got PCs down there. The first thing they're going to do is scrap the carbon tax, which is great. And to the guy that votes or phones in and salutes all his NDP friends, I guess he didn't have enough friends down in Ontario. Thanks.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Borden grads today, and especially our granddaughter, Rachel Sutherland.
Hey, congratulations to you too, Grandma. Proud Grandma. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute the city of Saskatoon and all these crews who look after our small parks and green spaces. The little park across from our house, I mean, it looks like a fairway on a golf course. So thank you so much.
Nice. Thanks for calling. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute Coffee Talk this morning. That brought back many memories, especially the Dickie D truck.
Oh, yeah. Dickie D is back in Saskatoon.
Oh, it won't be in Humboldt, though.
No, oh, I know. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
When I was a kid, I always wanted to work for Dickie D. And a friend of mine, his dad owned the Dickie D and wouldn't hire us, wouldn't hire any of his son's friends. I guess that's probably says quite a bit, doesn't it? 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727, whatever is on your mind. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to boot the NHL. I think it should be called the RHL. I have never seen so many Russian hockey players this last while since the 72 summit, you know, and it kind of makes me a little bit perturbed because all those millions of dollars are all going back to Putin there. And we have young men just a few miles away from here who gave their lives to play hockey for this country, and we have to import these people. Something's wrong with this picture.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. Big salute to our drug squads and our city police and the RCMP. They've been really doing a good job this last while and getting some of the drug dealers off the street.
Did you see the table? Yesterday they had a news conference about the major drug bust from earlier this week, the amount of drugs that were on that table and the cash?
I didn't see that, yeah. The picture, actually, but I've heard them talking about it. And any time if they got $412,000, that's a lot of money. And that means a lot of people have been buying drugs that don't need it.
Yep, and the amount of drugs they took off the street, a lot of lives were saved because of that. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I like to boot the Washington Capitals, or the Craps.
There you go. Not everybody is happy with everything. Alexander Ovechkin was getting some cheers last night, I noticed, Conn Smythe winner. However, I do have to side with Don Cherry on this, who thought that Braden Holtby was actually the Conn Smythe winner from the Washington Capitals. But 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727. Got to send a shout-out to everybody who came out for breakfast. Their 44th annual Civic Pancake Breakfast was earlier this week. $6,000 was raised for the Saskatoon United Way and area. So nice job, and enjoyed some pancakes and a great day. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. A salute to Braden Holby with the Washington Capitals. Good old Saskatchewan boy.
Exactly.
Bring her home, buddy.
Marshall Saskatchewan is proud of him. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, I'd like to salute the Saskatoon player from the Washington Capitals who is taking the cup to the Humboldt Broncos.
That is awesome. Thank you for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my auntie and all my NDP friends. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hello. I'm just wondering if the driver of that truck and has been charged and the company's been charged in that bus crash.
There has not been anything reported as of yet from the RCMP, still standing by on that. If you want to go off to our website, cjwwradio.com, you can also have your say on topics there and today. And I think this one is dedicated to Dave Thomas, who fired people up yesterday. City of Saskatoon proposing garbage bins sized according to your needs, and then you're charged based on the amount of refuse generated rather than the weight. Do you like the idea of pay-as-you-throw garbage? And so far, an overwhelming 71% say no, not even a little bit. Have your say. Go online, cjwwradio.com. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Hansi, I want to salute my auntie and all her South Party friends. It's a good day.
Thanks for your call. Hey, a couple of other things just want to bring to your attention. Donations continuing to support pour in for the Humboldt Broncos. And yes, apparently the Stanley Cup is going to make an appearance in Humboldt sometime this summer. But so far, the grand total has topped $19 million being donated to the community, to the team, some of it directly to the family, families of Humboldt Bronco players and, you know, coach and bus driver. So that's awesome. Over $19 million, and it just keeps coming and keep coming. And speaking of raising money, students over at Lake Ridge School reached their goal of raising $1,000 for Ronald McDonald House. And so, as part of a deal, I guess, a dozen teachers, along with the principal and the vice principal, slept on the roof of the school under the stars. Just their way of saying good job. It was all part of the Lake Ridge students' leadership program that they have going there. So that's awesome. I love to hear those kind of stories. Anybody helping anybody else, you're certainly number one in my books. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. We just have a couple of minutes left here on Boots and Salutes. Anything that might be on your mind, whether it be, for example, the new government, the PC government that has been elected down in Ontario, or something a little closer to home, we'd like to hear about it. Go ahead.
Hi, go Riders, go.
So are you feeling good about tonight?
Absolutely. We're going to beat those guys.
And are you feeling good about the season in general?
Yes. I think we're going to be way better than last year. And, yeah, all the new guys we got, yeah, it's going to be good.
Hey, thanks for your call. Speaking of the Riders, they also informed their shareholders. They sent out their newsletter. I think it came out yesterday. The team profited $780,000, made $780,000 last year. And they also had some other interesting tidbits that the Riders do so much, not just in their local community, but in the community of Saskatchewan. And so last year, the team traveled over 130,000 kilometers and participated in 458 community events. Just to kind of share the Rider pride and, We're all part of the team right in Saskatchewan, so I thought that was a pretty cool statistic, too. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I got this thing they call the legal justice system, how bad it is. You try to do something by yourself, fill out papers, give you the gears that this is wrong, this is wrong, and you get a lawyer to help you, and it's still wrong. Finally, you get a lawyer involved months and months later, and this goes back years and years and years and years, and all of a sudden this PA courthouse writes them a letter, they lost the file. Now, there's no record of things, you know, and it's pretty darn bad when you have to fight for rights for going back for years and years.
The story of frustration. Thank you for your call, and that's today's edition of Boots and Salutes. We'll be back on Monday morning, 10 to 8. As always, anything that's on your mind, like to share, we'd love to hear it. From Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they have you covered.